This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
If you could put all the wonders of the world into one place, you'd end up with something very much like Key Largo. Key Largo is not only the gateway to the Keys, it's the launching point for the untamed Florida Everglades. In fact, from snorkeling our living coral reef to fly fishing the Everglades backcountry, Key Largo offers the best of both worlds. For more about Key Largo and the latest safety protocols, visit flakeys.com/keylargo.
It's funny that you know that the length bothered you, even though it was just like a little bit, because I kept thinking was, yeah, talking about something for the whole family that works and is tight, and I kept going back to like, yeah, see, when I watch Wonder Woman, I just felt like it just kept going on forever and never getting to the point where this was just like, it was there, everything I needed was fulfilling.
Yeah, I mean, I gave Wonder Woman a rental and accepted it for what it was. I thought it was fun, but it's a studio product. Mm-hmm. It's put out by the machine, you know? And I did think it had some, the director's putting her mark on it as well as she could, and that's fine. I mean, I have nothing against it, but it's a product of the Hollywood machine. I ain't no hipster, like, hey, man.
No, of course not.
but yeah, you know what you're getting with that. You're right. I tell you, watching Soul and watching this, I'm like you said, I didn't know where it was going to go. Mm-hmm. And I need that. I need more of that in my life. And I'm tired of figuring this shit out.
Right?
come on, man. Shit, you're going to grow big and you're going to have to like, take you down. You're going to blow up some shit. Let's get this shit over with. You know what you're going to do, and I know what you're going to do. All right. Now that you watched all the animated movies and hung out with the kids all day, take your ass to bed. Mom and Dad want to watch some adult stuff now. Oh, you're watching that nasty. No. No.
We don't have that channel no more. Because your mom.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we got a hard drive that's encrypted, so your little ass can't get to it. So for those who, again, we got through with the sweet stuff, the family stuff. Now, some people want to watch something a little bit more adult. Probably you like your Christmas movies or your movies on Christmas Day, just a little bit darker. And just because we're talking about peace on earth and joy to man and all that bullshit, I don't want all that. I want to see people being miserable. I want to see people hurting each other. I want to see people be disturbed. Well, we have the movie for you right here. Promising Young Woman. And the promising young woman that we're talking about don't look so promising right now. Yeah. And she's promising something, but it ain't going to be good for her at this moment. This is Cassie, people. Cassie played by
Carrie Mulligan.
Carrie Mulligan, man. Every time Cassie passes out at the club like she's doing right now, a guy picks her back up and carries her back to his place to make sure that, of course, that she's safe.
Sure.
After all, they always say, hey, look, I'm a nice guy. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I put you in the car, brought you back. Wipe the vomit off your face, put you in bed. Since we're right here, look, all I asked for a return is just a little ass, just a little bit. And
look at all I've done for you.
Look at all I've done for you. And I know you passed out, but I'm such a nice guy. I'm sure you won't mind if I do. We'll talk about it in the morning.
Is that a yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What'd you say? Go ahead. You're such a nice guy. it's a situation she finds herself in over and over again. Now, at this point, you're probably saying, well, maybe Cassie should stop drinking and keep her ass at home. But see, that's the point. Cassie is like a sex Batman.
Sex Batman.
she puts on her outfit at night and she goes out seeking justice. And justice for what? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. And we can't tell you everything because, it's that kind of movie. But we'll do the best that we can, at least enough to tell you if whether or not this movie here, Promising Young Woman, is actually a promising movie in itself. Let's go ahead, take a look at the trailer, and we will be right back with our review.
Whisper something in your ear.
Good God almighty. You know, they put themselves in danger, girls like that.
It was a perverted thing to say.
You'd think you'd learn by that age, right?
Please lay down. What are you doing?
It's okay, you're silent.
Damn, why would you even want to?
That's what I kept thinking, too. like, once a girl's that drunk,
shit,
her breath is going to smell. She's probably vomiting.
Vomiting. Probably going to vomit in the middle of it.
Yeah. And how is this even going to play out in such a way? You might as well get a corpse.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's wrong. We ain't looking at it like, looking at it from the angle
Sex otherwise,
is bad.
It'd be fine. No.
man, that sex is terrible. Why would anybody want that?
But just the whole thing. It's like,
It's just like, them sex dolls are more exciting than this. I was just, when I was looking at it, and I wasn't even like looking at it like it's bad, yes, because this is rape, but I was just looking at it like, shit, this just look nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
I said, what are you doing? Every week, I go to a club. I act like I'm too drunk to stand. And every week, a nice guy comes over to see if I'm okay.
You okay?
You are so pretty. I am a nice guy.
Are you?
1, 2, 3, 4. I thought we had a connection.
Okay. How old am I? What are my hobbies? What's my name?
Mac loving, looking Mac nervous now. Mac stupid. You see that shit? Shit, that motherfucker do algebra better than what he can do right now.
Sorry, maybe that one's too hard.
Cassandra, we're in class together at Forest. You would have been a great doctor. What happened?
I left under unusual circumstances. You remember what happened, right? Why I dropped out. I'm not the only one who didn't believe it.
We get accusations like this all the time.
Who needs brains? They never did a girl any good.
I'm so sorry I didn't go with her.
You gotta let it go.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Why do you guys have to ruin everything? We were kids.
If I hear that one more time, I have to give him the benefit of the doubt. I was hoping you'd feel differently by now.
It's every guy's worst nightmare getting accused like that.
Can you guess what every woman's worst nightmare is? I wanted to be a doctor my whole life. Lately, I've been feeling like I might want to get back into it.
You know, when a chick steps in the room looking like the Joker from The Dark Knight.
Right, right.
Like when you're dressed up like that nurse, you might want to just quit fucking around and do whatever she says.
Yeah, I think he was not in that position.
No, he was in a position to do whatever the fuck he couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, people. You know, the interesting thing about this is I think, and I don't remember, I just have a feeling that this was the second to last movie I saw in a theater.
Oh, when did you see it?
I saw this almost a year ago.
Really?
Yeah. When I say year, I think I saw it like in February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw this. Y'all saw this months ago, and I wondered what happened to this movie.
Okay.
Because I think it was released in major cities in January, mm-hmm. and then I went to a screening in the morning in February, okay. and then after that, COVID hit, and
yeah.
that was that, man. And I hadn't heard about this movie since, and I was wondering what happened to it.
Huh.
The last movie that I remember seeing in the theater was My Spy. I think that's the last movie that we saw.
I saw that movie with Mick Jagger, The Burnt Orange Heresy. That was the last movie
I
saw.
I didn't make it to that one, but I remember this one because we saw, it was funny because My Spy was supposed to be out in theaters that Friday,
mm-hmm.
and they like, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, right?
COVID had other plans.
COVID saved us. or saved y'all. We sorry.
You know, him didn't do shit for us. In fact, we like, man, we just wasted the, our lives
with
them.
I know. Totally could have skipped that.
Damn, Kobe, you couldn't tell us nothing, man? You could have said something, man.
Sorry, I was under orders.
Kobe got in. Am I too late? Yes. We saw this shit already, man. Gone.
I'm sorry, fellas.
And I tell you what, though, this is definitely one of the most original revenge thrillers that I've seen in a while that has kept me guessing. Because I look at this and I'm like, you know, when I was looking at it, at the movie, I did not see the trailer. I didn't know what this was about at all.
Oh, no, you went in cold.
Cold, man. I did not know what was going on with this. So this was taken. Shit, I almost got whiplash the way this movie was just jerking back and forth and going in so many swerves and different directions. Because, you know, when you see it cold, man, you're like, well, who the fuck is this chick, man? Why is she doing this? And you're thinking like, okay, is she like Batman for bad horny bros? Or is she becoming a Batman villain? There's something definitely wrong with her. Shit, at the beginning of the movie, her parents gave her a suitcase for her birthday. They gave her a hint for her birthday.
Yeah. It's time for you to move out.
Yeah, it's time you get the fuck out.
Like, I mean, you're in your 30s, so
yeah, and I was like, what are we doing? I was almost frustrated. Like, what is going on with this girl? I mean, something bad has definitely happened, and she's, you know, the dudes that she run into are definitely bad guys, but I was just getting kind of frustrated with it. And the parents who were played by
Clancy Brown and Jennifer Coolidge. Yeah.
Yeah, they were trying to be nice. They're like, hey, would you look at that? A suitcase. You could put all kind of stuff in there, like clothes, and get the fuck out.
You know? Well, you know, and that it's always that dynamic where the dad's just like, ah, it's my little girl, you know, whatever. And the mom is like, no, but seriously, though.
Yeah. Look, you don't want me to tell her. Yeah. Shit, I got to tell her. I'm going to whoop her ass.
He don't know you like I do.
Yeah, shit. I know she mad at these dudes, but she better get another ass with me. She don't get the fuck out this house. But, you know, I, when I was looking at it, I was like, what genre is this even? Because, I, when you're watching it, you're thinking like, okay, is this a thriller? Is it a mystery? Is it a dark comedy? Is it a horror film? Is it a horror comedy? I tell you, it's elements of all those things in there because it keeps you laughing, man. Keeps you laughing while keeping you equally horrified. Because, you know, a lot of this is based on, as you can see, the things that happen to women in real life, the horrible things that happen to women in real life. That title even comes from a rape case. The dude who had, I mean, God damn, this dude, he was destined to rape somebody with the name. He had a rapist name, like a rich boy rapist name, Brock Turner.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Brock Turner.
Brock Turner, somebody, yeah. You either a bully mm-hmm. or a rapist.
Yeah.
You know, you're on your way to some kind of villainy.
Sure. There's some movie with a, where it's the regular guys versus the rich kids, and this guy is the leader of the rich kids.
Yeah, Brock Turner was a dude that was hanging out with the dudes that beat up Ralph Macchio. Uh-huh. He was hanging out with Johnny. Yeah, he was the one yelling, yeah, fuck him, Johnny, fuck him. I'm like, wait, what? I mean, kick his ass. I'm just saying. Yeah, man. The reason why this is connected to him, because I think the judge that whoever was presiding over the case where they wanted to let him go, they said, well, we don't want to ruin his life because he's a promising young man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fuck this dude, man.
Exactly.
It's also equal parts mystery. You know, they ask you to be very patient with Cassie, man, because it's a lot of times, I know Cassie got problems, but there's many times like Cassie about to get cussed the fuck out.
Yeah. I mean, it. Something happened to Cassie, and she's got PTSD over it, and she's not handling it in the healthiest of ways.
No.
It's like as much as you can be behind some of the stuff she's doing, there's also like, yo, girl, you kind of got to get your shit together.
Yeah. Like seriously, when I say that she's about to turn to a Batman villain, like, it's one of those people where like, all right, yeah, I'm sorry that you had a hard time. But this path you're going down mm-hmm. is leading to a dangerous place. And she's showing that because she's got a very abrasive nature, man. It makes it hard to get with. And the movie's saying, look, we're going to start putting these pieces together. You just got to be patient with this girl right here. And like I said, man, it's hard. It's hard. It's plenty of times I would have said, you know what? I'm sorry you got raped, but you do that shit again, I'm going to choke the fuck out of you.
Why are you working here? Or, I didn't mean, that was rude. I didn't.
You didn't mean, what am I doing working in a shitty coffee shop?
Yeah, no, I just meant, you know, given there's no getting out of this, is there?
Nuh-uh.
I'm going to leave. Can I leave and then come back and I can do it? I can do it again and be better.
You want milk?
Pardon?
In your coffee?
No, but you can spin in it if you want. I deserve that.
Shit, you know me. I would have picked that shit up and drank it. Well, now that we got that shit out the way, now that we already swapped spit, shit, let's seal the deal.
Well, that seemed to be his thing. It's like, man, you really want to go out with her, don't
yeah.
you? It's like, well, this if I play this right, I'll be getting a whole lot more of that spit.
Because even he's looking like, shit, now I got to drink that motherfucker. Man. Damn. Yeah, you know, but I'm horny as fuck right now.
Yeah.
All right.
It does call the question, like, how much do you like that
yeah,
girl?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, y'all gonna be, yeah, you're gonna be exchanging fluids if it goes right anyway.
Yeah, but what if she, you drink that and she still won't go out with you?
You know what I do? I order another one, ask for it hot, and throw that shit in the face. And dare you to say something bad. Hey, you put me in danger first. You spit my coffee.
You told me to.
Yeah. Nobody know that. You know, that is Bo Burnham, too. Mm-hmm. Bo Burnham is actually really funny in this.
Yeah,
he's a funny guy. Yeah, he's a really funny guy. Actually, he's one of the things that really makes this kind of bearable. When I say bearable, because it's such a tense movie. I'm not saying it's bad. It's such a tense movie that, you know, there are two things here that actually do work. Bo Burnham comes in, and he's very funny. But also, Carey Mulligan, man, the character, you know, you might feel some ways about it, but she really takes charge of this role right here.
Yeah,
charge.
She rocks it.
Yeah, and it's a role that requires a lot of things out of a person, man. You know, one moment she's sympathetic, another moment you're really angry at her. There's another moment you're like cheering her on, and there's a lot of moments you're just fucking scared of her.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to ask of that character, and sometimes, you know, it has to be done quickly. It has to be done scene to scene, and she's great in it, man. Like I said, it's a very tense movie, man, which is why when Bo Burnham enters the picture, you kind of you're relieved, because it's like, shit, we can relax, and shit, she can relax.
Yeah.
Because he's asking out on a date, and it works, and he goes to meet the parents and everything. And it's those moments where the movie can it's a good balance. It's almost like the writer and the directors, they know that our director know how intense this movie is, and they know that we have to take moments. They know that we need some hope in here. Bo Burnham brings that, and it's actually some really cool scenes. They're very sweet together, Cassie and Bo Burnham's character.
What a home. It's unbelievable. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. Susan works really hard.
Yeah, shows.
Eat before it gets cold.
This looks delicious. Thank you.
Oh.
I made the sauce.
The sauce is The sauce is really good. Incredible. Mm.
Ryan, I hear you're a doctor. Your parents must be very, very proud.
Not really. They wanted me to be a DJ.
Damn, that brother's bombing harder, worse than Richard Pryor's son, man.
Well, the thing is, it's
boo. Sauce.
Well, I don't know if Bo Burnham's like this all the time, but his character here, Ryan, he's just so dry and deadpan. And him delivering a joke like that, I don't even blame the parents for looking at him weird. They're like,
yeah.
Is he serious? He's not even cracking a smile or nothing.
No. They don't know how to take this shit.
Yeah.
Shit, boy, you bombing at the dinner table. You know?
Is this thing on?
Like, I actually felt... I felt worse for this situation than some of the other right. like rape situations in here, man. I'm like, God, you know, I can't stand when people are bombing, even at dinner. I was just like, God, just stop, man. Just eat. Get a big old spoonful of spaghetti, just put it in your mouth and just shut the fuck up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. Read the room. Come on.
Yeah, man. I like the movie. I actually like the movie a lot. It took a while for me to really kind of remember a few things from it, because not because it's not a movie that didn't leave an impression. It's just that it's a film that I hadn't seen in a while, and I see so many other movies in between this. It's like it's easy to kind of forget, but once I saw the trailer, it all started coming back to me, and I like the movie for not just the direction, even though I love the direction in this. This is from a first-time director of a feature, I think, Emerald Fennell, who's a woman who was also, as you can see right here, executive producer of Killing Eve. I just like some of the touches that they do that don't take front stage and center, man. You know, there's a lot of if you look at it, I love the sets. I love the art direction here. There's a lot of times when you look at this and you can see how they choreograph the colors here, man. There's a lot of pastels. There's a lot of dark colors for darker scenes. But then there's some for other scenes. They have like a lot of pastels, a lot of pinks and blues. You know, it's almost like they put a lot of colors in there to show feminine colors to go up against the strong feminist message in this, which, you know me, and I always say I don't like very strong messages if they're too heavy-handed. I don't think they're too heavy-handed here. The point is the message that they're putting behind, which is the violence and the sexual violations against women. The reason why I like it is because it's not preachy like that. What they do is they spin a tale where they actually take their time, keep you guessing even what kind of movie this is, and then everything comes together into this ending that I thought was pretty incredible. I love the ending to this. In a way, they're going to talk about this as being a dark comedy, and you don't get any darker than what, well, you can, but it's very almost bleak what they do here, but I love the ending for this movie and the way things came together. I mean, you're getting a moment like The Usual Suspects type thing going on with this, the way things wrap up. I enjoyed this a lot.
I like this movie, but not a lot. All the things you said about it that are good, I think are good, and they're done very, very well. But I do think, as much as I love the message and everything it had to say, I kept feeling like it was pulling its punch on things. Like it's, you know, you're watching this trailer and reading, I hadn't really even seen the trailer, but just seeing the setup for it. I mean, just reading the setup for it, this revenge thriller. And yet every time it seemed like something really cool or intense could happen, it would kind of shy away from it. And even though it was digging in its message, it kept undercutting itself with humor almost at the wrong times. It works plenty, but sometimes it doesn't. And then often the victims, I was like, I feel like this is not really selling this message, at least as it could. I was like, this promising young woman, it's a promising young movie that has a lot of promise that I kept feeling like it kept stopping short of delivering on. It's still very enjoyable. I was really digging it, especially you get to the third act and it sets up this new twist where I was like, wow, this is a bombshell. But as it goes into the ending, that I did not like. I did not care for the ending. It made me go, man, really? And it's one of those things where I can't, you know, go into detail about it. I can just say that either you'll love the ending or you won't. And it didn't work for me. It left me feeling like there was so much more on the table that really could have sold this that wasn't there.
Yeah, what'd you give it?
I give it a low matinee.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you still liked it, but I definitely did like it more than you. And it's probably, like I said, maybe hinges on the ending, because I did love that ending. I appreciate a movie and they can really write a script that's pretty tight. And I thought the script was pretty tight, the way they tied up all ends and brought them together. Of course, not everybody's going to see it that way. But I did. And speaking of the humor, I thought the humor was played in the right place, because I think the humor was supposed to sort of almost in a way purposely contradict some of the darker stuff that was going on to kind of throw you off on certain things that were happening here. Especially because the reason, and I can't tell you why.
Yeah, there's so much. It's like there, I could really get into a deep discussion with you over it, but I don't want to give anything away.
There is a storyline here where it is meant to be very cute and humorous, and so you just don't know what's happening. And I think all that is done by design. At least that's what kept me that's what caught me off guard. I was like, oh shit, okay. I was in a totally different mood before this came up. And I'm like, all right then. So, yeah, I give this a full price. I really did enjoy this. I enjoyed this a lot. It's on my list of favorite movies that I've seen this year. And I didn't know what they were going to do with this. I'm glad that it finally got out. But, yeah, it's a full price for me. And matinee, low matinee for you. Mm-hmm. All right then.
You would have been a great doctor. What happened?
I left under unusual circumstances. You remember what happened, right? Why I dropped out. I'm not the only one who didn't believe it.
We get accusations like this all the time.
Who needs brains? They never did a girl any good.
I'm so sorry I didn't go with her.
You gotta let it go.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Why did you guys have to ruin everything? We were kids.
If I hear that one more time, I have to give him the benefit of the doubt. I was hoping you'd feel differently by now.
It's every guy's worst nightmare getting accused like that.
Can you guess what every woman's worst nightmare is? I wanted to be a doctor my whole life.